Om Shanti. A pleasant good morning to all of you. So this morning we are going to have a very special session for you. And the topic of this session is on soul consciousness. Why did we choose this topic for you all? It is because in every Murali of Baba's, he always stresses on the one lesson of children, consider yourselves to be a soul and remember the Father. So the lesson of soul consciousness really is the first and the last lesson. And this means this is what we have to become, whether we want it or not. In the end, we have to become soul conscious, because this is what or how we are going to live, both in the golden and silver ages. So this morning we have for you three, I would say, experienced and wonderful personalities, and I'm going to introduce all of them. So on my extreme left, we have Dr. Prashant. Any one of you here knows Dr. Prashant? All of you knows him? No? Extreme Dr. Prashant. Satnarayan, sorry. My apologies. Dr. Satnarayan, and he serves in the reception in Gyan Sarovar. He surrendered here in Gyan Sarovar for the past 34 years. He was born in what they now call Bengaluru, but before it used to be Bangalore in Karnataka. And he is a veterinary doctor by profession and of course serving here. So can we give him a warm and silent welcome? So welcome, Dr. Satnarayan. And in the middle seat, we have Brother Prashant. I guess you all know him because we all have to go to him at some point. So Prashant Bhai is serving in Gyan Sarovar and dedicated since 1995. He has been in Gyan since the year 1984 and has been serving in the Travel and Transport Division since 1995. So can we welcome Brother Prashant? Welcome, Brother Prashant. And next to me on my left is Sister Celia. Sister Celia was born in Malaysia. She is 33 years with Baba. Surrendered also for 33 years and has been living in the center for 28 years, something like that. And she has served in many countries including Australia, South Korea, Hong Kong and many more. I am sure you would have seen her a lot here in Gyan Sarovar because she is always helping out in coordinating the Double Foreigners programs. So can we welcome Sister Celia with a silent wave? Thank you. So welcome to all of you. And so in keeping with our topic for today on soul consciousness, we are going to ask all of them the same question. So they all have a few minutes to answer the first question, and then they will all give us a minute or two of an experience of soul consciousness through a short meditation commentary. So I want to ask first, should I ask Sister Celia first, or Dr. Satnarayan first, or Brother Prashant first? So our first question for you is, can you in your own words help us to understand from your own experience what for you is soul consciousness? Thank you, Sister Suring, for the warm introduction. And good morning to everyone. The first word we learned when we come to Gyan is, what do you learn? Om Shanti, isn't it? Om means I'm a soul and Shanti means peace. So the first thing I learned when I came to knowledge, I saw everyone with a smile, greeting each other, Om Shanti. And I was curious. I was not aware of Brahma Kumaris or a soul. My background is Christianity and Buddhism. So when I first entered, I saw everyone so peaceful, so gentle, speaking softly, Om Shanti. I was impressed. What is this Om Shanti? So that was my first introduction of a soul. But further on, it's not so simple, as you all know. Om Shanti, soul consciousness. And I was introduced to a soul which I was not aware. And I must share with you, my first lesson of a soul was so profound. At the end of the first lesson, which before that, I didn't know I am a soul. I would just know that my name is so-and-so and I'm from where. Everything related to body consciousness. And when the teacher asked me to go back and practice I'm a soul, practice Om Shanti, and I, being a good student, went back and sat on the bed, closed my eyes, and visualized the soul. And that was the most profound experience I've had in my life. I felt bodiless, flying in the open space, and a very beautiful feeling of freedom and lightness. And that was my first introduction of a soul, what the experience is. And actually, I'm answering the second question, I think, but to me, soul consciousness is the first lesson, as Sister Shivrin said, and it's the last lesson, and it is the most important lesson, because based on how much we practice and master this art to be a soul detached from the body, based on this, our number is fixed, because the lesson is just of a second. How quickly we can detach from the body and immediately fly to Baba. So I think that it is a lifelong lesson. It's not just one day or just theoretically, but later on I would share about my practice throughout the day. But my understanding of the soul is that it has to be constantly being aware, I'm a soul, I'm not this body, and constantly feel the detachment, the separation throughout the day, that I, the soul, and the master, the silent observer, and not this body, I'm only acting through this body. So this little explanation so that others have a chance to share. Thank you.
So can you, in 2 minutes, give us an experience of this soul consciousness?
All right.
Through short meditation commentary?
Yeah. Actually, I've not given all the practices I have, which I have practiced a lot. Maybe later, or you want me to continue. Because the first, when I wake up constantly with the awareness, not even getting out of the bed, I would have the awareness, I, the soul, I, an incarnated soul, descended to this world, this corporeal world, to play my elevated part. Before I even get out of the bed, as soon as I'm awake, I have this consciousness, I am a resident of Paramdham, incarnated on this earth. That is my first practice of soul. And then throughout the day, as I sit in the morning class, not all the time, I must share with you, if I'm not having the consciousness of a soul, a student listening to the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Teacher, very often my mind would wander and even fall asleep, especially in this cool environment. So I'm very conscious that I have to practice a soul listening through these ears, watching through these eyes. And if I do that, I'm very alert and I have at least 5 points at the end of the Murli. If I don't have alertness and awareness of the soul, I would not be able to catch as many points when I leave the hall. So I'm very concerned. Sometimes I am lazy. So this is a constant practice. And I must share with you one before I finish this so others have a chance, is that before this group 9, I was having a few days of silence. And each day, I would quickly have my breakfast and go to Pandabhavan, the first bus, 8:30 or 9:30. And I would quickly take a corner seat, that time not many people in Baba's room. And then, as the day gathers, many, many souls from Shantiwan would come and the hall would be so full. And it's very difficult to meditate with people coming in and out, in and out. On the first day, I was feeling a little bit challenged how to remember Baba in that state of environment. And then I remember that I remember Baba, but I first must be aware that I, the soul, am also looking at all the others as souls. And so that day, it went better than the first day. I was feeling light and beyond that commotion. And second day, I decided to go to Baba's hut. And that was the biggest challenge because the hut is very small. And even sitting at the corner, I couldn't. But when I practice soul conscious feelings, the feelings of love for the other souls who do not have the opportunity that I have, they come 1 second and they have to go. 6 seconds like that, they are having no experience. And I was sitting there, beautifully experiencing silence. And when I have that soul conscious feeling, which are 5 of them I share with you, feelings of love, feelings of cooperation, feelings of benevolence, feelings of zeal and enthusiasm, and last, feelings of belonging. These are the 5 soul conscious feelings. When I immersed that, I felt so much love and mercy for the souls. I'm looking at each one as a living star, each one having their own journey. And when I felt that, I was just beyond and able to practice that silence and deep meditation in spite of that commotion, souls from Shantiwan coming in and out and a lot of noise. I just went beyond and above, bodiless. So that practice really enabled me to deepen my experience of soul consciousness. And there are a few more, but then I would like to share with you
later on.
Later on, a meditation commentary you wanted? Or later? Alright, so I'll stop for the time being so that others have got, I'm sure, very beautiful experiences as well.
Thank you, Celia Bain. So, Prashant Bhai from the transport department, you normally faces a lot of situations, especially with us double foreigners, especially when we write the wrong things on your forms. Can you tell us, how do you really, I would say, handle us? And what is your soul conscious practice that you use to really deal with all of us?
ओम शांति. थैंक यू ऑल ऑफ यू. यू हैव गिवन अ चांस टू सिट हियर टू शेयर समथिंग, सो थैंक यू. एक्चुअली आई एम नॉट डूइंग एनी स्पेशल इफेक्ट, सो नाउडेज इट इज लाइक नेचुरल. बट एनी वे द सोल कॉन्शियसनेस, यू नो दिस इज अ वेरी बिग टॉपिक एंड एज सिस्टर सिल्वरन एक्सप्लेन्ड बिफोर, इट द फर्स्ट एंड लास्ट, फर्स्ट एंड लास्ट, दैट मीन्स स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट विल एंड इन द एंड, नॉट इन द मिडल. That means you cannot leave it. This is a such a vast topic, and it should be the embodiment of our life. You know, once a few years before, Mohin Didi from USA, she was telling. That people, the brothers, sisters are asking, what is your effort nowadays? She replied, soul consciousness. So the people there, you know, they wonder, such a big sister from the Baba's time, you know, very senior sister, and with this topic, soul consciousness practicing, still. You know, they just saying that, they're wondering. But really, you know, everybody, either you are 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, or 60 years, 80 years, but the same topic, that is the foundation of our Brahmin life. In the before knowledge, I have so read so many scriptures and some books also from the religious people. You know, there is a soul also. Regarding soul, there are something mentioned also in the scriptures. Soul, like Gita also. They have a knowledge about the soul and also the Supreme Soul. But when I came to this knowledge, the soul conscious, it was a total different, unique thing, the knowledge I got here in Baba's home. Only the God can give this knowledge, soul conscious. You know, not this is not merely a knowledge about the soul. Even the Lokic people, they have also knowledge about the soul. Soul cannot die, soul is immortal, so many things. But soul conscious, Baba gave us the knowledge, you are a soul. So that is the important. Then comes to be soul consciousness, to be soul conscious. That knowledge also not enough, that I am a soul, but I should be in that stage. We have to maintain that stage. You know, that is our permanent effort from the first to the last. You know, continue. Well, everybody must have the experience like that. When I am not in soul consciousness, what happens? When I am in soul consciousness, what happens? I had also the experience many, many years before, means when I came to knowledge, I had a leisure time after college life. That time I was practicing this soul consciousness. You know, I had so control over my mind, intellect and sanskar, as practicing. My intellect should be there for 2 minutes. Then from there, my intellect should go there and stay there for few minutes. You know, I had control over my all senses of the, sense organs of the soul, mind, intellect and sanskar. I have that experience. and that was due to the continuous effort. And here, when I came to Gyan Sagar here in the beginning, still that was no, that time no computer, nothing else. I don't know what seva I have to do. Just I, somebody called me, offered me this opportunity to be dedicated, because I had in my mind intention was there to be dedicated. I came, then got the service to do like this. That time there was so, you know, there was no so many facilities, not computer, not internet, and not the in mobile, etc. And that also, that time also, I had also one sanskar, bad sanskar, anger, you know. And that also, when dealing people also, I was getting irritated. Then I realized, no, I have to leave all these things. Then maximum time, practice this soul consciousness. Who am I, and who are all these? So I felt, and I should not do that, the, you know, anger, and this will spread all over the world. I am here in the world stage of the world. You know, I am in front of the whole world. If I do anything, any mistake, any anger, whatever I do, that will spread all over the world. So that made me to control over that and practice soul consciousness.
Thank you, Prashant Bhai. So he beautifully said that we know that we are a soul, but to be in the awareness of the soul is a totally different thing. So can you, Prashant Bhai, lead us in a short meditation commentary to give us a little experience of soul consciousness?
Om Shanti. So now we have to be in this stage of soul consciousness. We know, I know that I am a soul. A point of light. Came from soul world, the incorporeal world. That is my sweet home, my Baba's home, peaceful. I have come from there, came down to this world. I am a peaceful soul. My father, God himself, also ocean of peace. I am a soul, a point of light. I am unlimited. And I am not limited to anywhere, any person, not attached to anyone, anything. So I can spread peace, happiness in all over the world. I belong to the whole world. I have come down to this earth. To spread the peace, happiness to all souls. I am a soul.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shanti. And so we now ask Satya Narayan Bhai if he can share with us from his own experience what for him is soul consciousness. What does he understand by soul consciousness? Satya Narayan Bhai.
Om Shanti. Thanks Baba. And thanks for Agya sustaining me. You know, when I was first time I came here, I don't know about Brahma Kumaris, I don't know nothing, even devotion, I don't know. I just completed my medical course. I am appointed as a medical doctor in a government hospital. One day, we went with center. In center, 7:30 in the evening, 7:30, all are sitting, doing meditation. After meditation, Murli started. In the Murli, Baba said, "Children, don't give sorrow. And don't take sorrow." I heard that don't give sorrow. Everywhere, all the religion, they say don't give sorrow, don't give sorrow, don't give sorrow. It's okay. I heard that. But don't take sorrow. You heard in any scriptures, in any religion? No. You heard only here. I don't understand why don't take sorrow. How it is possible don't take sorrow? Afterwards Baba clarifies, it's very vast and story. And within 15 days, within 15 to 20 days, I surrendered in Baba's Hegya. I left the job. I resigned the job and surrendered. Means what I'm saying, why it's happening like this? Afterwards, I understand after 1 month and 2 months, the sisters, they given the 7 days course. In that 7 days course, first course is soul consciousness. That soul consciousness, that word is narrated with the don't take sorrow. Who is giving sorrow? Anybody. If you are taking sorrow means, you are eating a spoiled fruit. If you are in a body consciousness, definitely you will eat the spoiled sprout or anything. It's all bacteria are there, insects are there, and your stomach will upset, your mind will upset. Even not only that one, the whole day will upset. 10 days will upset, 1 year will upset, 10 years will upset. Mm-hmm. If you are in soul consciousness, you think, this is a soul, it's my brother, it's my sister. He's not giving sorrow, he's teaching me. I'm not perfect. If I am in soul consciousness, that word comes. That's why Baba, I always remember, Baba says, broad-minded. What is meaning of broad-minded? Of course, we are in soul consciousness. It's not always your consciousness here with the light, star or anything. You're remembering, not only that thing, even in the sleeping, even in the talking, even with your behavior, even with your karma. Everyone can observe He is in a soul consciousness or body consciousness. If you are in a soul consciousness, means I am in a reception, many people comes, the Laukik people. We give introduction of Baba. The VIPs comes. Baba says in a Murli. Of course, big VIPs, ministers, governors. I'm just standing in front of them. I just see the soul, the Baba's child. I'm giving. Means it's soul consciousness. It's only attention, please. Baba says in some only. Children, attention, please. It's a game of Smriti and Vismriti. So we need attention. If you are attention consciousness and also Baba. See, one surrender brothers meeting with the big Dadi, Dadi Prakash Mani. So one brother stand up and ask, Dadi, if we are giving sakas to anyone, we can give direct to that soul? Dadi said, no, don't make this mistake. See, if you watering the water on the tree, you have to water in the seed, no? Not for leaves, not for fruits, not for the flowers. You should pour water on the roots, seed. So who is seed? Huh? The soul consciousness means you just connect with the seed. Automatically all souls, all the leaves, all the flowers, all the fruits, automatically it connect, it goes. No need direct connection with the, always indirect. That I always remember. And another girl, I always remember that one also, whenever the soul consciousness things comes. See, when Sakar Baba used to there in Panda Bhavan, in front of Baba everyone is sitting. Didi, you know the Didi Manmohini Didi? You heard about Manmohini Didi? Didi and Dadi. So Baba pointed the Didi. Child, you did wrong thing today. You blame the Baba's name. You should not do that, this thing. After that, everybody is gossiping. What did he say? What did he did? But whole day, Didi even don't think about what Baba said, why Baba said, why Baba said to me. Never. But whole of people discussing all these things. On the night time, Didi went to Baba. Baba, what I did anything wrong? Baba said, no, you are not the wrong. You are not did anything wrong action. Mm-hmm. But beside of you, sitting another sister, she did it. Oh. If I pointed her, she is not that much full. She cannot tolerate. Oh, in front of all Baba pointed me. She can left the yagya. And afterwards, Didi came out and she had tears in her eyes. See, God, He had a faith on me to change the others. Means, what I am telling, the soul consciousness is not only the consciousness, but also my karma, my words, my conduct.
So sweet. So sweet. I like that point of when you take sorrow from others, what you put into yourself, the dirt, the garbage, the bacteria goes. So thank you so much, Satya Narayan Bhai. And so we come back to Sister Celia. Can you tell us about that one situation where you were put in and you did not have any other choice but to practice soul consciousness? And Just two, three, 1 minute of meditation commentary to guide us into that state of soul consciousness. We don't have much time again, so cut it down.
Om Shanti. There were there were several instances where we have to, without realizing at that moment, I have to practice soul conscious. So many I can think of. In particular, one instance, I was very new, hardly 5 years in Gyan, and Didi Dr. Nimla, our regional RC, and she sent me to Australia for service and in a center. And the others in the center were going to work, locket job, and I'm in the center, and we have got bookshops in the center. So I have to take care of the literature shop. And I would cook and do all the karma yoga. And then one day I came back. The sister must have had stressed. I'm not sure. Very upset with the food, and she threw the horrified. And I didn't know what to do because I was never experienced such a situation before. So I quickly go into silence before seven, and then I told another center vases the situation that she didn't like, or something we said on the table. I'm so sorry, I don't know what to do. She just left the table like that. And the sister said, don't worry, just be silent and go and meditate. And that day, I was so new, I went not to Baba's hall to meditate, I went for a walk in silence. And in that silent moment, Baba must have touched me. Because soul conscious now, I realize, it's not just that I, a soul, looking at you as a soul and so, but actual soul conscious in action is exhibiting, manifesting our original eternal qualities of the soul, which is peace, love, compassion, benevolence. And in that soul conscious moment, I was walking, because at first I was confused, I was not sure what to do. And then when in that soul conscious silent moment and with Baba, I begin to realize that that soul was acting not based on her qualities, but based on some situations, maybe at work or something from sanskar. And when I realized that, and the feeling of soul conscious emerged, I begin to send good wishes to the soul. I wish her well. I hope that she will overcome whatever problem she's going through, whatever challenges, giving love through vibrations to her, sending good wishes. And after the half hour meditation walk, I came back and the situation changed. I asked her, sister, you don't like any of this. I don't know what made me say, can I offer something else? I cook something else. She didn't say anything and gave me a hug, a loving hug. Complete difference from the first reaction of unhappiness, anger, throwing the food. So I felt very happy in the sense that at first I might have caused sorrow. Now, with that feeling, recognize, and I'm a soul, only change when we have that deep soul conscious feeling. Genuine feelings of love of another soul, irrespective of what he or she is acting or behaving. Go beyond that situation, beyond that, and looking at the soul really as a soul, genuinely, authentically. Only then we can go beyond the situation. And
thank
that
you.
Not only gave me a very good teaching, and constantly when I'm challenged, I quickly retreat instead of looking at the situation or the person, I retreat and think, what should I do now as a soul? The other person is also a soul who could be under influence or suffering or some situation. And immediately each time when I do that, situations change. And
Sister,
so I
Cecilia,
think,
can you guide us in 1 minute?
Very 1 minute.
Of soul conscious meditation.
All right. Thank you. So sitting here in silence, relaxed, but straight and alert. I recognize that I am a tiny point of light, a being of peace. I am a soul, not this body. And throughout the day, when I stay in this awareness of a soul, every thought, every word, every action will flow from my inner being, from the inner truth. And I'm able to act very peacefully, very lovingly with everyone as a soul, a radiant being, another light, sparkling jewel, and not the body. I'll be able to speak with kindness for the soul is naturally kind and loving. I'm able to listen with patience for every soul is naturally peaceful. And so throughout the day, in any situation, I will be able to act and interact with love and kindness, and not out of compulsion or react. And so, when I'm in soul consciousness, it is as if a silent, powerful energy of the soul and Baba is guiding me, empowering me throughout the day. Om Shanti. Thank you. Is there any questions from the room today on this topic of soul consciousness to any one of our panelists? If not, we'll continue getting more knowledge from them. So, anyone? No questions? Okay, one person raised their hand.
Brother Reynolds.
Reynolds, can you help?
Nice. My question is around purity and the connection with soul consciousness.
Brother, can you say to whom do you want to ask the question, or who do you want to answer you?
I think Brother Prashant, please.
Prashant, bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Om Shanti. Really, when you practice this soul consciousness, you know, this is the property of the soul, and we have lost it in coming in the body consciousness. So when you practice, I am a soul, this is my property, so our power of purity increases. And you know, in the knowledge, Baba says it's easy. You practice this consciousness, our purity increases. In other hand, if you maintain the purity, then also it will be easy to have soul consciousness. So we must have the knowledge, then keep in mind, give the attention, the soul consciousness, automatically the purity will be emerged. This is the property of the soul. It is automatically it will emerge, and it will be easier to maintain purity.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very well said. Thank you, Prashant Bhai. And now we have another sister with a question there, Brother Vinod.
Thank you, sister. And brothers. I'm Uma, I'm from London, and I think it's wonderful, the meditation. I enjoyed all the interview, all the questions on the panel actually, and the answers. Really beautiful to raise awareness of soul consciousness. But Sister Celia, I must commend you for that meditation. I really needed that, I think, because I have been practicing solitude throughout this retreat, because I know that's one of something that I've been lacking. Being a very busy woman, busy granny, you mentioned it, I did it, I've been doing it. So I just wanted to practice being alone. And I've been taking myself to Baba's room, the quietest of them all, and spend 2, 3, 4 hours there and repeating, I am a soul, I am an eternal soul, I'm a pure soul. But I like the way you went further than that. It's not just about connecting to my soul. It's about connecting to others' soul, wishing well as well. I think that's really the meat when I started, when I start my meditation. Like a conversation, really, as well. So thank you very much, Sister Celia. I think it's well, well thought out. Thank you. That's all to say. It's just a statement of thank you, really, and gratitude.
Thank you, sister. And where are you from? What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Uma and I'm from London.
All right, thank you, sister.
Global House, London.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions? You can say to whom you want to answer your questions. It's okay.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Nirja from Mauritius. And I have a question for brother on the far right.
Satnarayan Bhai.
Yes. So you mentioned that we have to connect directly to the seed, and then automatically all the fruits, leaves and branches receive the energy. But let's say, for example, we have to give sakash to someone, a close person that we know, and when we are remembering Baba, the face of that person comes in between. So practically, how do we deal with this situation? Thank you.
Good question. Actually, whenever we are giving sakas to any soul, first of all, we have to immerse the soul. We have to immerse the face. But Dadi says, possible without face, you cannot immerse the soul. It's essential. But Dadi said, what my experience is, whatever is the problem, whatever the circumstance there is with that soul, you just clarify with Baba. Baba, this is your child. He has this type of problems. He has got this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. You just remember Baba. Don't direct. Why? Who is given this knowledge to become a soul consciousness? Who given this knowledge? Who narrated this one? Who? Huh? Baba, no? So he is the founder. Whenever we are with Baba, no? Automatically, the connection is very important. That's why Baba says we are all Purvaj.
Ancestors.
Ancestors means we are sitting in the human genealogical tree. Roots. In the downside of the roots. So you just give the question to Baba or otherwise any problems or maybe the power, it automatically goes to that soul because that soul is connected with me. Not only one, but whoever is connected with me. So that's why Baba says the real soul consciousness is not who is well-wisher to me. Oh, everybody is asking me, he is giving gift to me, he is good to me. Then only I become soul conscious. No. If anybody is blaming me, if anybody is pointing me, if anybody is not giving regard to me, then also I should be soul consciousness, same love, affection and regard to that soul also. Then only I can practice soul consciousness. Otherwise, you are not in soul consciousness. You are a part-time soul consciousness. So it's very important. Be unlimited stage. And that's one thing I want to tell you. Dadi Janaki always says this thing. In the night time, whenever you just remember Baba and thought for Baba, Baba, knowingly, unknowingly, if I did anything wrong to it, please, that soul, forgive me. If any, I given anything for others, they should forgive me. Because forgiveness is very powerful tool. You can forgive. Otherwise, it will last for days. It will last for years. So, whenever that soul comes in front of me, I don't have the small gap. You know, once Dadi Janaki, she came in reception. I asked her, Dadi, how we know we are doing good Pursharat in your effort? She said, whatever the circumstance, whatever the problems, whoever, whatever, the thing, the thought, how much time you will keep? You are keeping it for half an hour? You are keeping it for 1 hour? Or you are keeping that word for 10 days? The time. So it's very important how much time you hold the circumstance, person, things, gadgets, with the negativity, empty with the circumstance, empty with the persons, any negative thoughts, then only we become soul consciousness. Thank you.
Beautiful, wonderful Satnarayan. So I guess after this session today or this morning, when we leave the hall, we leave in such a soul conscious state that when we speak to each other, we speak so sweetly, so peacefully, so lovingly, that we begin to feel the transformation taking place inside. And so when we leave Madhuban this time to go back to our countries, we go back as transformed beings, really soul conscious beings, and let that soul conscious awareness show on your faces. And this is the way how we are going to reveal Baba. So we still have a few minutes more left, and we can take one more question. One more, just one. Anybody? Yes. And please say to whom are you directing your question.
Okay, I'm not quite sure who to direct this question to. Om Shanti, I'm Denise from Canada. And Baba says to donate powers through the mind. So I know soul conscious and remember Baba and feel the power and feel that energy and kind of imagine the power going out to the world through Sakash. But sometimes think, should I be donating individual powers? Like, how do I donate the power to cooperate? You know, that kind of thing. So I just,
okay. It's just we are barely able to hear you. I'm not sure if you all are hearing clearly. Are you able to hear clearly? Hearing? Okay.
So whoever would like to answer that or have a turn, or Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti, can you hear me? Try to answer under these circumstances. You are asking how to donate power in to individuals. All right, good. All right, yeah. How to donate individual powers to the world? I will share with you, it's a very good question, a number of instances. But before that, if we want to give something, naturally, we need to have. For example, I want to give you some water. I need to have water first, right? Similarly, if I want to donate something, say patience, say cooperation, I need to have patience myself. I need to have cooperation also. I remember several instances while working in teams in the service. Many people will come and demand certain things. In particular, one big mega event when Shivani Didi came to Malaysia and I was coordinating the whole project for a mega event of 4,000 or 5,000, 22 departments, each has different sanskars. And so during that period, I know that I have to have all powers. And so every day, I told Baba that there are so many issues and I'm not able to handle. You have to handle it. Firstly, I have to have the awareness of being an instrument, and Baba is channeling through me to everyone so that all the other departments, 22 of them, are able to work, as you say, so conscious way, systematically, accurately, whatever it is to make the event successful. But
more importantly, everybody are happy. Event is successful, 5,000 people, but the people are all in conflict, unhappy, is not successful. So to me, most important is the harmonizing of sanskars, of everybody working together collectively as a team. And so for that, every day I feel myself being empowered by the powerhouse, Baba the powerhouse, and I taking power from Baba, and every day sending powers to all the souls. I visualize them during Amrit Vela, but before Amrit Vela, during Amrit Vela, I take all the powers from Baba. At the end of Amrit Vela, I send to everyone, not irrespective, not the name, but just all the souls. Another important point that I would like to mention is that when we want to send good wishes, powers, sakash to any soul, we don't, and this is the point mentioned by Mohini Didi during the NCCC retreat. If we look at a person in body, this is my sister, this is my parent, I need to send sakash to them, it doesn't work. But if we look at them as a soul, they are a child of God, then it worked. He gave an example of that, how she came there for a student who was in coma for a while, and the parents, everybody was sending good wishes, sakash to them, 24 hours, but the person didn't come out of the coma. But when Mohini Didi went and sent there and silently giving good wishes, the eyes begin to move. Slowly, slowly, the soul became alert. They asked Mohini Didi how it could happen. They are doing day and night meditation, yoga, and sending power to the soul. It didn't work. Because, she said, you all were considering her as your sister, as your cousin, as the mother or grandmother. It cannot happen when we are in body consciousness, body relations. But when we consider the person as a soul, a child of God, then the magic will work. And so similarly, if I want to send power to anybody, I need, irrespectively, sitting there as a seed, sending power to all the souls in the whole tree, the world. Because when I send to everybody in connection with the seed, the supreme seed, then all the other souls in the whole tree will get its nutrients, will get the power, will get all that is necessary. So I cannot be limited in consciousness and sending only to this or that or that, but sending in remembrance of Baba to everyone, whatever they need, they'll be able to receive from Baba directly. Thank you.
Thank you, Celia Bain. So we want to thank all our panelists this morning. Can we give them a hearty round of applause? Sure, you know where to meet them when you want to meet them. Prashant Bhai sits in the transport inside. You know where he sits, right? I guess all of you know where to find Prashant Bhai. And Satnarayan Bhai is in the reception in Gyan Sarovar. Any inquiries, you can go to him. So I hope you are able to take away something from this morning's session. And the topic, of course, soul consciousness, is the first and last lesson. So let us, when we walk out of this room today, let us walk in soul consciousness. Let us speak in a soul conscious tone of voice. Let us be so loving, so sweet to each other, that soul conscious awareness starts doing its job. So thank you so much, and we will sit in a few minutes of yoga now.